and I visited the doctor for the first time. Not for the first time, but affect my wife. She's been asking me because she's a professional nurse. She always tells me, you must go and see the doctor. And then I have ignorance of the doctors because I don't like needles. She always chases me around sometimes when she wants to give an injection to me. I pray like never, ever for healing. If he talks about them drove or the injections, I say, quickly, Lord, heal me because I don't like those needles. And so fortunately, she convinced me that we must go and visit the doctor. And then there's a doctor in just in Kloof. I did not know she's a lady, by the way. So that made it worse again. Not saying anything about the lady's doctors. It's just that the lady doctor, she had to give me injections and whatever. That's a big problem. So I walked in. It was on Thursday, finishing doing the Vuga ministry. And then my wife went. And my wife said, no, I will accompany you because I see you are scared. And then at the end, she decided not to be in a consulting room, because she knew that if any injection happened, I'd be screaming up and down. And then he said to the doctor, sorry, he's in the consulting room now. So she was selling me out. and the doctor said, oh, what's wrong? And then I told him, I said, you know, I've been really dizzy, having a difficult time, and I don't know what's going on. My body's just really down. But I discovered that I had high blood pressure, and that high blood pressure is quite really high. And I said, oh, okay, sheesh. And then she said, okay, let me check your high blood pressure. She checked it was high. And then she checked it was high. And then she looked at me and said, okay, something needs to happen. I need to take you some blood. Oh, my goodness. And from that moment, I knew that there's going to be that needle going there. And I wanted to run away. But now, my wife, she left. The room is closed. I'm going to look like a coward after leaving. But I wanted to say, sometimes, in that court of the moment, you needed to be strong and then really say, Jesus, I need your help here. And then she looked at me. And actually, this is what I wanted to share with my message. And then she said, what do you do? And I said, I'm a pastor. And then she said, oh, it tells. You think the prayer is going to help you, but the injections are there as well to help you. But she said, there's something with you. I don't know. And there's something. You just actually, when you and your wife, as you walked in here, there was just a light. There was a light that's just shining in this room. And I don't know how many of us, when we walk into the room and we're shining the light. And sometimes we're thinking where we're going, there is a bit of a darkness and there's something that's going on. Do we turn on our light when we're walking there? And we ended up spending time with the doctor really speaking about the word of God. And I thought she was going to forget to give the injections to me. And she did not. She did not. And I thank God, unfortunately, she did end up taking all the blood and samples and then working on to that moment. But again, from the process and thinking from going to the doctor, having an accident, and that accident with this guy, and it looks, I was very angry, you know, when someone hit your car. And I've seen the road ranger. Guys, I'm a pastor. I wanted to be honest here. The pastor in me that had to really develop. And I realized that I have Jesus in me. This guy does not have Jesus. I'm bringing the light. But this guy was completely drunk. Really, he could not even remember what happened when I was phoning him yesterday. And then, but again, I'm saying I must be the person that is shining the light. I may not have the car, but that guy I know is going to come to know the Lord through to that darkness that happened. I'm going to be able to make him reach and shine the light. And sometimes we wonder as Christians, are we shining the light enoughly everywhere around where we go? Or we are the people that we thought, this light is going to shine for man. I'm going to let it shine for me and my family around only. No. We want the light of Jesus to shine for the whole world. And I just want to start opening up this. Turn up your light. Turn up your light. And might be the message that you hear all the time, but the Lord has put in me to places today to realize that we need to turn out our light. So for him to be glorified. We'd always going through some difficulties in life, and I know that we needed to turn out the light for our family around, but in this world, we are the people that needed to shine for Jesus. We needed to stand up. And the points that I'll have, it's 4 points. But I wanted to leave this place, be fulfilled, and know that you're leaving this room, that you will be the light of the people out there. Maybe you are needed to first shine the light in your family when there's so much darkness around. I've been talking to a friend of mine. I said, young people, they find it very difficult to shine the light of Jesus because there's so many things that is going on. And because with that say, I think we trust in God to let these light people to shine the light of Jesus so we can see the revival breakthrough. That's my cry again. By shining the light, we'll see the revival breaking through. It's not going to be about this place with the full of people coming in and walking in, but revival is when people repent out there and they said, we need you, Jesus. We cannot do this thing by ourselves, but we need you to shine up into that moment. And the first point for me is to say the call to be the light. We are called to be the light. And I like Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 to verse 16. When I was reading this scripture, I've read it all the time. But the question when I was reading it, I am the light or not? Do I shine the light where the light needed? Or do I shine the light where the light is not needed? Do I make means of going to where there is an actual darkness? And I'm telling you, in the Stockville community, you needed to be really brave there. Because the guys, they are going through to some difficulties where you know that sometimes you need the bright light. I was telling a friend of mine that I had a big light. When it's shining, there's no way that you can hide. I can find even another small cockroaches that is hiding. And I know around at my house, I've got that torch. When the dogs are making and barking around, I get out and then I shine that light. I can see the goats and everything for my friend. Even the way that light shine. And I want it to be that light. Even how hard is it, it can shine and then you can see everything into that moment. Matthew chapter 5, it says, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on the hill that cannot be hidden. None to the light and the lamp and put under the basket, but on the lamp, and it gives its light to all who are in the home. Let your light so shine before the men that they may see the good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Pause on the statement. It says, so they may see the good works and glorify the Father in heaven. So when your light is shining, it's for him to be glorified. When your light is shining, it's for him to be glorified. For whatever we do, it's for him to be glorified. Not for me to be seen, but for him to be glorified. Because if it's going to be for my own strength, I'm telling you, it's going to be very difficult. But for him to be glorified, things are not going to be the same. I like the explanations here. We are called for Jesus to be visible and to be an influence of the world. So when we are shining the light of Jesus, we are bringing the influence into the world. We go to the school where there is no prayer now, it's not popular. I said to a friend of mine, we used to be hidden at school when we are not singing the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, we used to sing it. If you don't find singing it, you will get 5 cane in your palm that you are not singing the prayer. 5 cane. And I remember there was other time that we were singing in the assembly, and then there's a song, I don't know how it said, but every us is mocking the devil. And we said, I don't know how to translate that. But we're mocking the devil and tell him he's a terrible. But the teacher used to beat us for that. Because he wants us to really sing what is glorifying God. And how we're doing that? It's by us entering those places and shining Jesus. We go there. We pray for these kids. Not as what we are, but for them so to see what God is look like. I like this moment of realizing that no matter what, you cannot ignore this light. Some of you, I wanted to put right on top of my head, and then it still draws you to see, and you cannot actually ignore because it's shining. And maybe some of you, I did not want it to shine straight to your eyes, but I think it's nice because you must have attention that it's shining. So you can be able to say, here we are, Jesus is here, Jesus is alive. I like this. Sometimes we don't know where is the source of Jesus, where is the source of the light. And John chapter 8, verse 12 says that, then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. And who follows me shall not walk in the darkness, but have the light of Jesus. The source is Jesus. And some people, guys, if you look how grumpy they are because they don't have Jesus in their lives. But if you have that source, as it says, Jesus says, I am the light. I'm telling you, your life is not going to look the same if you know he is the source of that light. I'm telling you, people, they don't get to be drawn to a grumpy light. Never. They get to be drawn to a joyful light. They get to be very excited. I've said to a friend of mine, I said, whenever I wanted to walk to some building or anywhere, I don't want it to bring the darkness because if I come grumpy like this, David, I'm bringing the darkness. And people started to resist. I want to bring joy to that moment because I'm not serving a grumpy Jesus. I'm serving the Jesus that is full of joy. So if we are the people that is bringing the grumpy Jesus into this world, oh my goodness, you are in your own. Sorry, church, not me. I want to bring the joyful one. The one that people, they will say, what is this man got? And then the answer is this, I'm shining the light of Jesus. That's what I have. It's not me. Jesus is an ultimate source of the light. I like the statement, it says, follow me, and shall not walk in the darkness, but have the light of life. Follow me. You know, in this time, we have a thing, follow Instagrams, whatever, follow. We follow Twitter, we follow sorry if those older people that don't know Instagram and Twitter, you must come for the lesson afterwards. I'm going to teach you about what Instagram. And even on WhatsApp now, there's follow. If you don't know those lessons, again, you must come and then I'm just going to charge you extra a little bit to get you into this world. But, and again, I'm telling you, those people that we are following them, they're not bringing the light into us. Instead of that, they're bringing a lot of miserable. And then I was telling a friend of mine into the teenagers, guys, started to follow the people that will bring the light into your life. Follow those people so you, they can be able to bring light into your world in this moment. I think I got another 2 hours. So for you to know that you must be the light of this world, shining in good works. I like Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8 to 9 says, for we're once in darkness, but now you are the light in the Lord. Walk as a children of a light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and the truth. Our transformation from the darkness to the light is an evidence and an action to know that this is it. I've been in the darkness, but now I came into the light. You must be able that you must be transformed. And then you cannot say you are shining the light of Jesus, but you are still not being transformed. You must be not the same again. And then I like what the word repent. I actually learned from the Bible college, and I'll never forget it. The lecturer taught me something. The word repent means turn away. That's what it stood in my head forever. I said, when I'm actually said, I'm repenting, Lord, because I did not bring the light here, or maybe, Lord, this is what I've done. That means I'm actually not going into this direction when I was I've actually turning away from what I was doing. Is to sometimes repentance, it's very difficult to deal with repentance. It's like a forgiveness issue, because some people hate you, some people giving you difficult time. When you forgive, it's actually bringing the light into the forgiveness situation. Because when you forgive that person, And again, it took me a requirement. Lord, let me forgive this guy that hit my car. And then I know the car we're not going to take with us into heaven. This is the things in the world that we will leave. And I get a little bit worried when people take those things as so much as idolatry. It's not idolatry. And actually, for me, I need the kingdom first. Seek first the kingdom, and all these things shall be added. It's not about, I know, it's going to be very hard. But I say, Lord, thank you. I seek first the kingdom. And I know all the cars and all those things, it's just helping us to transform around. But we wanted to first, did it actually not make me out of the way? How do we overcome darknesses? And I like Romans chapter 13, verse 12, it says, the night is far. The day is ahead. Therefore, let us cast off the works of the darkness. Let us put on the armor of the light. In this world, there's so much darkness that need us as the follower of Jesus. There's so much things that even in our family where we said, Lord, how could I represent you here? How could I be able to shine so they may see the works of you, Lord? And I want to challenge you in this morning. The Christians and the people that go to church, sometimes they get to be blamed that they are not really representing the life of Christ. And I wanted to ask for forgiveness on that note, because I think we should be the people, as much as we gathered here, but we'll be the people that's really bringing hope into this nation, which is full of darkness. We should be the people that we are standing into this moment. I sit and having a good argument with someone that I came across, that he was saying that he's packing his money, he's leaving, he's going to European, he's tired of South Africa because of the crime and whatever. Actually, he was a Christian, by the way. It took me actually to preach to another Christian again. And then I told them, I said, Do you forget one thing? That the Lord has kept you so far the way you are. And he never even had been on crime. And I don't know, I've been on crime several times. They stole my cars, they've done anything. But I'm not leaving yet because I know that I'm bringing Christ. I'm not actually changing the mindset because what I'm here, I wanted for his name to be glorified. Wanted to be the people. Even as little as this, don't worry, guys, I'm not going to burn the church. We must be that lamp, even not just under here. It must be right at the top where people can see it. And when we wanted to be burning for Jesus, we wanted to be burning for him. I was amazed in this morning. I did not tell my wife to sing this song, but I wanted to say, how much more would it be look like if all of us, we are shining the life of Jesus as the family here? If we live in this place, going out into this world where there's so much things happening, and then we're representing him in our workplace. And I know, some workplaces, they are not easy to shine the light of Jesus. But don't put the effort for you to do that. Let Jesus do the work through you. Let Jesus do the work through you for him so he can be glorified. And it's so tough. It's very difficult. I talked to a lot of friends of mine. I said, it's so hard, Zolan, to shine the light out there because people, they just crush you and things are quite very difficult. And I said, the problem, you're depending on you, not depending on Jesus. Let Jesus do the work. Let Jesus shine through you. The reason and the purpose I'm standing here, because I want Jesus to shine. I have an argument, a lot of friends of mine, they told me these days, they said I did not come to this church because I thought it's a white people's church, Sarepta. And I said, I'm not white, I'm black as well. But we are here because we want Jesus to shine. We want his light to shine here. We don't want it to leave this place not shining the light of Jesus. The reason we're still standing here is because of Jesus. In our life, it's because of Jesus. It's been quite a good argument chatting with Alexander in these days. I said a lot of African people, they said, oh, this Jesus is white, this Jesus is something. And I said to him, you can have all the debates, but for me, I know where I am. I've actually have Jesus in me, and I've shined that Jesus to a lot of people. And they've seen the work of the Lord. So I just wanted to end up with this. Turn out your light. Let's not switch off the light. Let's turn it on again so people, they may see the work of the Lord. So wherever we go, we must turn on the light. And even how difficult it is, and I am standing here and I say, Lord, thank you that you've called me to be able to let your name shine wherever we go. So I pray, if your light has been off, if you've been discouraged, if you felt like you haven't been shining the light of Jesus, I pray in this morning that you live in courage. You let God do the works. But as I'm going to end up again, I really like us to pray again for South Africa, for this church, that the light of Jesus will shine again. And wherever there's a darkness, we wanted to see him coming through. Maybe in your life, you're going through to some darkness. You want the light of Jesus to shine. There's nothing impossible with God. He will make it reveal. And I like David Peterson other time. He said, you cannot get rid of the cockroaches by clapping only. There's so many ways of getting rid of the cockroaches. But my view all the time is to shine the light of Jesus. Expose them that there's cockroaches around. We've all got our cockroaches in our lives that we need to deal with. And I always say, Lord, expose them, search my heart, and then we can be set free in Jesus' name. Amen. And please be standing as I just pray for you guys. I just want to really end up really brave on this. John Wimble says that if the Holy Spirit is not around, it's not in that as well. And then I just want, can we allow the Holy Spirit to move in this place? Just allow him. It's just really, we know he's here. He's here. But I want you to really say, Holy Spirit, where I haven't shined the light, Lord, show me. Show me. And Lord, where you want me to shine the light, show me. And let him deal with us. Let's just let the Holy Spirit speak to us. Speak to us, Lord. Speak to us. Father, we cannot do this thing by ourselves, but we need you. We need you, Lord Jesus. Come, would you reveal yourself? Phezu kwabantu bakho ngegama lika Jesu. Lord, we ask for forgiveness if we haven't given a space for the Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit, I said you are welcome here right now. Would you move among us right now? Come, Lord, if we have to pray louder in tongues, pray. More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. Lord, I pray that when we leave this building, we are not the same again. Lord, we are tired of the programs and the things that it does not put you, Lord. Right now, Holy Spirit will ask you to move right now. Blow, Lord. Blow. Blow, Lord. We pray for the old to go away right now in Jesus' name. We pray for the fresh revival, Lord, right now. We pray for a fresh revival right now. Lord, we are tired. Lord, the scripture said you don't like the people that are lukewarm because you'll vomit them. Lord, I don't want it to be that part of the people. Lord, I pray the church that will be full of you, Lord, right now. Fill us, Lord, right now. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Pour out your spirit right now. Get calm, Algachis. Get calm, Algachis. And this morning, I've got people that they said they are tired of just really, they've tried every means of everything, and they're really tired. But in this morning, I wanted to say, the Lord is the one that is doing the work. Cast out all your burdens to him and trust him. So right now, Lord, you said you will send us the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. So we receive him right now. We receive you, Lord, right now. Yes, Lord. Come, Lord. Search us, Lord, and know our hearts right now. Search us, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Siyakuthanda, Jesus. Siyakuthanda, Jesus. This lot of mine, I'm not a leash. Lord, we pray that if the enemy have given us any doubt where he wanted to stop the light shining, we wanted to say, Lord, this light of us, it will keep shining, Lord. Lord, we wanted to be a church that is shining your light into this upper highway, Lord. Lord, we pray for our family, and that our family, there will be the light that will let it shine. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So right now, we pray for a breakthrough for those people that have been in the darkness or maybe even the schemes of the enemy, we set them free right now in Jesus' name. Set them free right now. We break every chain right now. Thank you, Lord. Bless you. We love you, Jesus. Amen.